He shook his head and glanced up at me. By the end of that time, Dresden, I wasn't much more than a beast who walked upright. Oh, I had thoughts and feelings, but they were all slaves to my baser desires. I did many things of which I am not... He broke off and turned his face away from me. I did many things. She was your handler, I said quietly. Rosanna. She was the one getting you to try the drugs, to do the deeds. One little step at a time, corrupting you and letting the fallen take control. He nodded.
And the whole time, I never even suspected it. I thought that she cared about me as much as I cared about her.
He smiled faintly.
Mind you, I never claimed to be of any particular intelligence.
Who got you out? I asked him. Shiro?
In a way, Sonya said. Shiro had just driven Tessa from one of her projects in Antwerp, I believe. She came storming into Rosanna's apartment in Venice, furious. She and Rosanna had an argument I never completely understood. But instead of leaving when I was told to do so, I stayed to listen. I heard what Rosanna truly felt about me, heard her report about me to Tessa, and I finally understood what an idiot I'd been. I dropped the coin into a canal and never looked back. I blinked at him. That must have been difficult.
My entire life has been one of a snowball in hell, Sonya said cheerfully, though the metaphor is perhaps inverted. At the time, I judged the action to be tantamount to suicide, since Tessa was certain to track me down and kill me. But Shiro had followed her to Venice, and he found me instead. Michael, not the Chicago Michael, the other one, met us at Malta and brought Esperakios here with him, offering me the chance to work against some of the evil I'd helped to create. From there, I have been knighting. It's good work, plenty of travel, interesting people, always a new challenge.
I shook my head and laughed.
That's putting a positive spin on it.
I am making a difference, Sonya said, with simple and rock-solid conviction. And you, Dresden? Have you considered taking up Fidolakios, joining us?
No, I said quietly.
Why not? Sonya asked, his tone reasonable. You know for what we fight. You know the good we do for others. Your cause runs a close parallel to ours, to protect those who cannot protect themselves, to pit yourself against the forces of violence and death when they arise.
I'm not really into the whole God thing, I said.
And I am an agnostic, Sonya responded.
I snorted. Hell's bells! Tell me you aren't still clinging to that. You carry a holy blade and hang out with angels.
The blade has power, true. The beings allied with that power are somewhat angelic, but I have met many strange and mighty things since I took up the sword. If one called them aliens instead of angels, it would only mean that I was working in concert with powerful beings. Not necessarily the literal forces of heaven or a literal creator,
Sonya grinned.
A philosophical fine point, true, but I am not prepared to abandon it. What we do is worthy, without ever bringing questions of faith, religion, or God into the discussion.
Can't argue with that, I admitted. So, tell me, Sonya said, why have you not considered taking up the sword? I thought about it for a second and said,
because it isn't for me.
And Shiro said I would know who to give it to. Sonya shrugged and nodded his head in acquiescence.
Reason enough, he sighed. We could use Fedolakios' power in this conflict. I wish Shiro were with us now.
Good man, I agreed quietly. He was a king, you know.
I thought he just liked the king's music.
No, no, I said. Shiro himself. He was a direct descendant of the last king of Okinawa, several generations back, but his family was royalty.